shoot. What's up, everybody? It's another episode of The Soldy Show. My name is Timmy Two Times in the house. I am wearing a brown shirt with blue pants, and I go by the pronouns of he, him, his. What's up, everybody?
Hello, okay. Hello. This is Hershey Heidi. Is that what? Hershey Heidi? Okay. All right. This is Heidi Hershey.
Hey. It's your girl, Sammy Joe. I don't do the pronoun things. You guys already know.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, my God. Oh,
shoot, Solly Saul. How you doing today?
What is happening? This is a strange day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. Oh, my God. We have some interesting topics for you today. And as we've been doing these past few weeks, now months, we are continuing to tackle the male-female divide. And on this episode, are women coddled? Women have gotten accustomed to being bailed out from very poor decisions that they make. But we're here to set the record straight, unless Samantha has something to say about it. Oh, no. Also, the art of the pickup line. Is there a science to it? And does it work? We're going to ask the ladies if it does. All right, we're going to cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. I can already tell this is going to be a fight. It's going to be fantastic.
You got your boxing gloves on?
Oh, my God. I think I'm ready. I think I prepared for this one, guys, somewhat, as much as I could. But before we get to that, I know, Tim, oh, my God, I saw that Kamala, the White House. She says with the mask on. I can't stand
it. She's got her mask on. Talk about a coddled bitch, man.
Tell them what happened. Tell them what.
So Kamala Harris was given the sucker in chief. Yeah. She was given hosting like the ADA shit. I don't know what, but she was hosting something. So she starts off the meeting introducing herself as, my name is Kamala Harris. I'm wearing a blue dress and I go by she, his pronoun, whatever.
Yeah.
And first of all, you're the vice president of the United fucking States. Okay. You don't talk like that. Okay. We did a whole episode about this a year ago. Mm-hmm. We did an episode, maybe not a year ago, but we did an episode about a year where that video surfaced where that's how they were introducing themselves. We were like, these people are crazy.
Yeah. We were laughing. On that episode, somebody was saying about, oh, you know, that's just the crazies. And now here we are, the fucking vice president of the United States is giving a press conference and talking this way saying what she looks like. And you're asking yourself, what the hell is going on? What the fuck is going on?
Well, this is the new
weird.
Well, this is the new way. So people, I mean,
no, it's not.
Not to get too political, but Title IX. Look at Biden's revisions in Title IX. If you mispronounce somebody in school now, you can be fucking put up for sexual harassment and sexual assault and all this crap.
Tim,
you guys said it would never happen. Title IX, baby.
Honestly, I think what we're going to cover about the coddling of women, this is what's led to this bullshit. But before we
toxic femininity,
we always need Heidi's healing time because we got to prepare ourselves mentally for what's coming. So, Heidi, what do you got for us today in your book of wisdom?
I mean, I'm sweating already.
In the story of your life, write the best book you can. Have pages on understanding and tales of overcoming hardships. Fill your story with romance, adventure, poetry, and laughter. Make each chapter reflect time well spent. Meet your obligations, but take time to greet your aspirations. If you live up to your potential, you'll never have to live down any disappointment.
Nice. It's clean. It rhymes. I like it.
It's nice. It's clean and it rhymes. Oh my God.
I mean, I feel very healed.
Stop it.
Oh boy.
I think you need to open your heart to understanding.
I'm being serious. Holy shit. I'm actually being serious for once and everybody's like on me like, what?
We don't like it. Knock it off.
Yeah, but I feel like you're just, they're compliments. You're not expanding on what she said.
Exactly.
It's basic. I mean, it's like you've heard. Hey, how many times have you heard all this? Like, you write your own thing, you do this, you do that, you know, glass half full, not empty, be optimistic, not pessimistic.
But you ain't doing all it.
This too shall pass.
Bullshit, you don't know what I'm doing? Shit.
Wow.
I don't think your shirt is brown,
I've
by the way.
Enough.
It's purple.
I've seen enough.
You're coddled. Okay. You're coddled and just...
No.
Oh, we're done.
Here we go.
Put you in a Russian prison.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those
I'm
going to
put
shows.
You in a prison with Russian prison. With the other coddled American.
We've already lost Jeremy with the bathroom.
I'm out.
And he tapped out early, guys.
I went looking for stuff on our topics, and it was really hard to find stuff on our topics that was like...
You looked up cuddling.
...with Heidi. Yeah, I did. I looked up cuddling, and I was like, oh, wait, it's not cuddling, it's coddling.
Like, why are women cuddling? And I'm like... And she looked, she goes, it was coddling, wasn't it? I was like, yeah.
Well, cuddling's so much more fun.
Why do we?
Jerry,
like, why
you
do women love cuddling?
I would much prefer to be cuddled than coddled.
Yeah, it was a long day, so you know.
I'm just busting. No, it was a good. I like right. These things. It's a good life message because you never know. Somebody could be listening to the show that's ready to kill themselves. They hear that and they go, "Oh, okay, good."
Yeah, if you're listening to the show and you're ready to do that, please keep trying to keep going forward.
No,
call that 1-800 number for suicide prevention.
Oh my God, that is so wrong.
Well, he's the one that brought it up, so I'm like,
that's terrible.
That's like a real thing that people need to know. Keep working hard. Eyes. Keep trying. I hope all my healing with Heidi's are encouraging people to like look at the good things in their life and the positive
not
things
when
in their
you say
life.
Do it.
I didn't say that.
You
I said please.
You said like keep trying.
No, I did not.
Like keep trying to kill yourself.
No, keep
try it over and over again until you get it right.
You guys are twisted. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I heard, guys. I'm telling you, I don't know.
Jerks.
I really heard for
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
So this is how people get canceled. They say something, and you splice it up, and it sounds like
real
keep
time.
Killing yourself.
Yeah, you
and just keep playing it over and over again.
To all of you out there, considering suicide, just keep trying.
Heidi, quote Heidi, and then we'll...
Healing with Heidi, keep trying to kill yourself.
Keep not trying to live life.
Funny
you're
about
healed.
That, but keep... oh my God, wow.
There is nothing funny about that.
There's always something funny about somebody doing it.
I think I said something to Samantha about how we hear different conversations. It was what is that? Those two guys, Key and Peele.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And how, you know, you're, it's everybody has a perspective, right? There's three sides to every story. You know, there's my version, your version, mm-hmm.
and
that's
then
the there's
truth.
The truth, right? So I think when I heard Heidi initially, I'm like, wait, what? And she meant it so innocently.
Yes, way innocent.
There were lots of good people there on both sides.
I'm just trying to say it. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm speaking. Of I'm saying it with an innocent heart and mind.
I would have
to
used
people
don't give up
on
you know,
the podcast to people.
Keep trying.
Not, don't give up. Well, I guess don't give up is the same thing, right? If you're trying to kill yourself, don't give up. Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. What's the difference?
All right. Anyways, not that suicide is anything.
Well,
not funny. Right.
It's not anything that. Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's jump right into this conversation. We're going to talk about coddled women first. Now, you know, we've heard, and I guess this is now the norm to say that according to popular belief, you know, we live in a patriarchy and I don't think we do. And then it becomes to like, well, let's define it. What does that really mean? Right. That men make the decisions, right? And, you know, when you look at where decisions are made and who's controlling the market, women dominate that, guys. Women dominate the marketplace. I was looking at some stats and listening to some folks debate this, actually. And 80% of the consumer buying decisions are made by women. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ads.
Yeah. It's been that way for decades.
Right.
Decades.
Ads are now tailored for women. This is, I mean, and here's another interesting fact. 80% of the debt that's out there is owned by women. 80%. And so I think I brought this up on a previous episode because I had read this previously. And this is something that nobody's talking about. But it's interesting that now you're hearing, you know, people say, well, we need to introduce debt forgiveness. And again, this is just another ploy to bail out women. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
I just said no to when you said this is debt forgiveness. Yeah. No, you don't forgive debt. You do not forgive debt. If you sign that, if you go online and you fill out the form for that MasterCard and they give you $10,000, I don't care if you're a guy, girl, whatever. If you fill out the form and they say, oh, well, you have a $10,000 limit, and then you go max that bitch out, no, you don't get forgiveness because you knew what you were doing. You loved all this shit. You were showing, oh, look at the sneakers I got. Look at the chain. Look at the shirt. Look at the vacation, the jet ski, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, I ran out of money. I need another one.
Look,
Heidi makes this point.
And Heidi makes this point all the time. And it's so true. And we have to say this because it is true. You know, we didn't get here. It's not like we got here because women, you know, only women. It was both sexes made decisions that have led us to this place. Okay. And a lot of that has been men have relinquished a lot of that control. We used to play more of a role. Now, I know Samantha wanted to say something. So Samantha, I'm going to let you jump in here. And before I start running down the list of things women get bailed on.
On your box, that's like wrong. I wanted to just like stop you for a second on that comment when you said you were like, oh, we got to bail out women. Yeah. And I know that's kind of part of all of this, but like that is aggressive, and I think completely inaccurate.
The truth numbers are aggressive.
That's your frame of mind that you think what we're doing is bailing out women.
Yes.
If you own 80% of the debt and you can't pay
college?
It,
is that what you mean? Oh, because more women are going to college. Is that what you're saying? Yes. Because that's also a statistic.
Yeah.
So let's like break down what that is. You don't get bailed out because you went to college.
A slap on the ass because you went to college.
I'm just saying. No, what I'm saying is I want you to be correct and not sit there and talk about jet skis and all these other things that like, you know, are very stereotypical of like women wanting this and doing that. They're actually out there trying to like make a living, doing the things that we've talked about, they're in a different role.
Samantha is not college debt. That's debt.
No,
that's consumer debt. Yeah.
Consumer debt is not college debt. So good rant, but try again.
Right.
It's not a rant, but you don't even know. He just brought that up. If you were talking before, it would have been like Samantha said that from the jump.
Obviously, that's just one statistic. And I'm going to go through a few examples here of where we as a society. Now, there is an effort. And I think we're just feeling the ramifications of these decisions that we've made to make it more balanced, because again, we're hearing that society is we live in a patriarch society where men have dominated, and therefore to balance it out, now women are being lifted up at the expense of boys and men. Okay, this is what we're doing as a society, and we're just now feeling the ramifications of these decisions if they are good or bad. Okay, so and we can argue whether or not this is hey, we have to make up for years and years of women being oppressed, you know, we can debate that, but that society is making certain decisions. And let me go down this list. Okay. Today, if a woman, makes a bad or decision as it relates to a sexual partner or if she is promiscuous, she has the ability for birth control. Okay. If she doesn't choose to have, to use birth control, right, she has the option to abort. And now the people are fighting for this, okay? The right of the woman to abort. If she doesn't have the abortion, she then has another option to be bailed out with child support, all right? And if that's not enough, there is a welfare system that's tailored for
mothers. That bailed out, though? How are you saying bailed out?
Because women have been making bad decisions. Being promiscuous and not using birth control is a bad decision if you don't want a baby.
For everybody. Okay? For everybody. You just said bailed out when you said child support. Both of those people need to be involved. And what happens is the woman has all of the brunt. And so that's why it's made, because the woman is the one that has the baby. The man's out there doing whatever.
The words that we're saying, though, is like you're saying
that it's centered on, hey, a woman's decision to have sex. If she has sex, she has birth control, which was made Was it made by a man?
I believe so, yeah.
Birth control? To have it?
I don't know. Probably because men are inventors.
Mm-hmm. The chances of it being made by a guy is probably... I would.
Dr. Fauci probably did it.
Look, and all I'm saying is right, that there's options for women. Okay. And even if she doesn't have, even if child support is not enough, right? In other words, a father who now has to pay 18 years, even though he didn't want the child, you know, he has to pay. And if that's not enough,
but he had
now
sex,
there's
so
a
he
system.
Did it too.
There is a, okay, but we're talking about that the men does not have that option. The men does not have an option to abort, right? So the men has to deal with the consequences of his decision. Women, as I'm giving you these examples, they don't. And so even if child support is not enough, there is a whole welfare system that is tailored for single mothers to stay single. Everybody, we've talked about this on multiple episodes of the show. That
was their plan.
Yeah. And so this is happening and nobody's talking about it. Now, I'm going to keep going down this list. If a woman makes a bad decision with a bad marriage, there is alimony. And look, we can say, again, to your point, Samantha, that, you know, this is, you know, both men and women play a role here. However, alimony usually is paid by men. Okay. There's also, you know, women spend less time in prison. So if they make a bad decision, whatever, do something that causes them to go to jail or prison, they serve lesser sentences than men do for the same types of crime. Okay. These are facts that you can go look up and I'm not making it up. So now let's compare that to with the same examples that I've given you with men. If a man doesn't pick the right woman and has, you know, to have a baby with her, again, he has to pay for those 18 years. He doesn't have the option to abort. He doesn't. The system.
Yeah, he doesn't pay. Welfare is also made because the man that you're saying doesn't pay and the woman is not getting the support. Right. You act like it's going to happen because
they rewarded,
because
they also did reward
works.
Men. See, welfare also rewarded men for not stepping up and taking responsibility.
Yeah, that's the men off exactly.
See, that whole welfare thing, yes, it impacts women more, but that whole welfare thing, that was a big concoction to break up the nuclear family.
But what I do want to
specifically
expand on
minority
that is
views.
That in some states,
that's a fact.
Even if it's not his child, right? Say, for example, a guy finds out 17 years later that that's not his kid. In some states,
I've seen that
he has to be forced to pay for child support. If he, you know, for that last year or whatever, you know, if he finds out 5 years into the child's, you know, life. Some states force this guy to pay, even though if it's not his kid. So again, and look, we can find exceptions to everything, but I'm talking in general here, and we're talking in general, right? You could be the exception. Everybody's the exception when we personalize this stuff, but I'm talking in generalities here. And okay, let's go to the next example. If a man marries the wrong woman, like I said before, most men are the ones who are paying for alimony. And men have to, here's another example that I forgot to mention. Men have to go to war in the event of a draft. Nobody is arguing for fairness in that. Yeah, go ahead.
They did.
They
voted
did.
Against it.
So
there you go.
This year.
Okay. So, but the first thing you're saying is like, you, it's like the same time you're like speaking out like both ways, because you talk about just as in general, and I know we're not supposed to personalize it, but like, yep. Hey, you know, the family and women should do this and that. And like, you know, they're working and if they were staying at home. But then on this other turn, you're talking about, hey, most women are paid alimony. It's because they're at home. And so if you've been at home for 20 years or 15 or whatever it is, and the husband's been working and now, you know, like you say, you're like, oh, bad decisions. And I think sometimes for me, it's more about how you say things, like when you're like, bailed out the woman, or you're like, when she makes bad decisions. But then when you say it on the flip side, you're like, well, when a man chooses a mate that wasn't, you know what I mean? It's interesting wording when you like break it down, how you say it when you're talking about both sides. Yeah. But
you see how triggered you get? That's
that,
the point.
But outside of
that's
that,
why
no,
he phrases
not.
It that way.
No, it's not. It's about a mindset. That's a mindset. That's what they're talking about. A patriarch. Mm. That's what they're talking about. How like, men, if it's viewed a certain way, if you can't use that same language on both sides, then you're having a level of like, this is, it's bailed out for both. It's this for both. It's not, the woman made a bad decision. Well, the guy married a, you know, a, like not the right lady. And my point would be, after 20 years, even if you are 15 or whatever you say, it's not, has to be like broken up in 1 year, but let's just say it was 20 years. The woman is working. You say you want this family, not the woman outside, but she's cooking and cleaning and doing all these things. And then whatever the reason is for breaking up, whether it was cheating, whether it was just like whatever, the woman has not been out in the workforce making money. So now you're saying, oh, now you're supposed to go out there and start from what? Get a minimum wage job? No, that's why there's alimony. It's to protect the situation. It's to protect what was made. And so for you to fight against that and try to say like, oh, they get this. It's like, well, you want this family. You say that's important. But then when it comes to it falling apart or breaking, then you're saying, oh, women get alimony. That's the kind of stuff I'm like, that ain't right.
All right. Well, let's talk also about custody, right? If the man is in the better position to take care of the child because she hasn't been working, wouldn't it make more sense for the father to keep the kids because he can support them?
You're looking, you're saying,
I agree with you, Heidi. I agree with you.
No, that's not logic. That's not logic, though.
Okay,
because you're basing it on money and not.
Isn't that alimony again, based on money? We're talking money here, guys. Who can provide for this child from a financial perspective, from a financial point? Because how many times can that father make decisions in the upraising of that child, even though he pays child support? How much say does he have? No.
It depends on the court order.
You can't leave the country with the child. Yeah.
I know.
An airline will not even let you get on the air.
I know. I said unless. So, things like that. You know what I mean? Like that. There are big decisions that.
No. Even schools, medical. Schools, medical, every decision I want to make for the girls, I have to run by Scott, by court order. I don't get to make any.
Before you could do whatever.
What do you mean before?
Didn't he kind of give it up and then he fought back?
From day one.
I thought he was fighting back on certain things or to get
more. He didn't want to pay money. He didn't want to pay to support the kids. He didn't want to see him and he didn't want to pay to support him. He's like, no. I understand that we made this decision to have these kids by myself, together, but it's on you. He straight told the judge, her parents and she and her parents could figure out how to support those kids financially. No. Yeah. So to this idea and this concept, it blows my mind that we have had how many 8 weeks, 10 weeks of these conversations about men and women and women and men. And you hear this big talk from you guys about how these things have to be done in this. I'm the man. I'm the this. There has to be a dad. There has to be this. There has to be all these things. But then in these conversations, it's suddenly, oh, it's all her fault. It's all her fault.
Exactly.
These things are all because of her. And there's not an ownership.
But I also think the conversation, it went from consumer debt to like welfare. You know what I mean?
So I was listening out
a lot of these things where society does bail out women in general, right? And I just gave a list and we're focusing on
that
one of them.
That's a horrible thing to say.
You keep saying
it's horrible thing to say
out.
That's the idea that you have. You're not bailing us out.
Thank you.
Look,
it is
a bailout because women make bad decisions when it comes to choosing men. We can sit here and say no, it was a great decision.
What the hell?
Right, I'm saying the truth, guys. I'm not personalizing.
You act
it
like
for
it's just the woman to
here.
Make the decision.
Exactly.
I know, but you're just. But women, overall, look, this is a really bad. This is
no,
really
no, no,
bad.
We're
not
guys with the good guys. We're saying that really she made bad. A bad decision with a bad guy.
Right. I also said. When men make bad decisions when it comes to a woman, I think I said, I mean, I'm trying to present both pictures here, but I'm getting stopped at everything. And then you guys are only attacking when you feel that I'm attacking this. Yeah. But I'm saying both of them make bad decisions. Here is what happens in this scenario. Society in general, and I understand why, right? Because obviously with some of these things, I agree. Society had good intention when it said, okay, well, you know, we can't leave a single mother to raise, you know, all these kids. We have to do something. We have to step in. Okay. So I understand the logic behind it, but I think it has been a breeding ground for more bad decisions to be made because, in a sense, women are using it as a bailout because they say, well, you know what? I don't have to be with this person. I don't have to stick it through with this person because for whatever reason. And look, again, I don't want to personalize it and, you know, you feel attacked. I'm not attacking any of you. This is not what this is. I'm talking in general. We as a society in general tend to favor women when it comes to making bad choices. Yeah, Tim.
Well, remember that, I think last week or 2 weeks, whatever, in the last couple of weeks, that TikTok video that was going around about where the guy was bringing McDonald's to his son. And the mom was like, what about the rest of my kids?
Exactly.
Like, that's bullshit.
Those ain't mine. He's like, go get those other motherfuckers that fathered those kids to bring them McDonald's. I'm bringing McDonald's for my kid.
But that was a disgrace for women. Like, that woman was a disgrace to all women. And
you got to remember, for every good one, there's five bad ones. And then for every five bad ones, there's three good ones.
On both sides, it's the same.
How are you coming up with these numbers?
I mean, the truth is in the statistics that he's trying to read. I don't make up the numbers. The statistics are there.
In general, go through the numbers
without no interruptions. Go through all the numbers, and then we'll discuss those numbers. Write them down. No interruptions.
No, look, I gave generalities here. I mean, we're not going to sit here and go through numbers, guys. If you guys don't trust the facts that I'm stating, so Samantha, you're saying you don't believe that statistically speaking, women are not using contraception as often, are not being receive alimony as often. What is it that you're
I've not said any of that. Tim is the one that Tim is the one who was talking about numbers. I said yes, but it's like that for both sides. I'm saying that when you presenting this stuff, which is fine, which is hey, here are the numbers, but then you're also saying like, hey, women are making these bad decisions. It's like, well, there's another person on the other side of that who, regardless if it was a, you want to say bad decision, she was with someone who did this.
Right.
They're also, to your point, leaving. And so we created this system, welfare, and now she's on it. And like, it's a part of it. So it's like, yes, that happened, but it feels I don't feel attacked personally, but as women, you're saying,
talk about the decision. Let's talk about the decision of abortion. Okay. And I mean, I don't want to get into discussion of abortion, but just the facts, right? Up until recently, women could have, say, abortions up to normal?
I don't know how any of this relates to coddling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, because again, we can go through other facts, but again, you guys bring up things and I'm trying to address them. Okay. And again, if we focus on the issue of abortion, women have the right to abort a child. If a man does not want that child, he doesn't get the option. Now you guys will say, well, because it's not his body. Okay. But it is his wallet, which now you are demanding that he pay 18 years into. Okay.
Because, but no, we're not demanding. He made a child.
Society, women, women who will argue for the right a woman to abort will argue that man should pay for child support for 18 years.
Right. If she delivers and keeps it, he didn't wear a condom.
That was his problem, though. You're saying it's women's problem if they have a baby, and you're now saying that men, if you have abortion, men didn't have the choice.
Consequences
well, the accountability
for that for their choice, the woman does not. She gets bailed out.
They don't have to pay it.
Unless
he's bailed out, but here's the deal. What are you talking about?
If he's working, they're gonna get his money. What are you talking about? It's not like the state's just gonna be like, okay, we lost money here. What?
If she doesn't abort,
you have to
he's
find
responsible.
Him. He has to, you guys have yeah, not. Have you not, been? Have you been through
be
and seen
hiding
somebody
and
who loses a job? You have to
jobs.
Find
really?
Them. It's not in hiding.
Wait. But let's bring it back to the...
Just because they can't find it doesn't mean there's no consequences. What are you talking about?
Let me bring this back real quick, because based on the conversation, if a female decides to abort that child, the man does not have any say in it. He helped create it, but he has no say, right? But if she decides to keep it and he's like, well, I don't want it, now he's still... Then he's on the hook for the 18 years of payments. Okay. He's responsible if she decides to keep it. If she decides to keep it, he is going to be deemed responsible through the courts or his own doing. I mean, you know what I mean? He's like, all right, well, it's here. I got to pay for it. But if he doesn't want it, the girl does not have to get the abortion because he does not want it. If she decides she doesn't want it because it's my body, my choice, it's like, you see where we're going with that? The guy doesn't have a say if you keep it or not, but if you decide to keep it, he has no say if he's responsible for taking care of it when he didn't want it. So if you don't want the kid, you can get rid of it. You can get rid of the problem. You can go in, get rid of the problem. The guy can't get rid of the problem. But think about that. Let's look at it from a guy's perspective.
I understand that. And going back to your point, when you guys said before about birth control, where if you don't want a kid, what is your option? Let's break down those. You said women's is, oh, they can have an abortion. They can do birth control. They can whatever. Well, what are your options as a man?
Well, that's where it takes two to tango.
Well, then you should wear a condom if you didn't want that.
No, I say it takes two to tango.
But we're not talking about what a man should have done.
Right.
We're talking about what consequences happen once they don't do what they should have done. And society is more for men.
Yeah, if you both make the decision to have sex without any protection and you get pregnant, a guy cannot turn around and say, well, I don't want to get rid of it. He can't do that because it's your body, your choice. But if you decide to keep it.
We're not talking about that. That's the consequence. This is where we're breaking up. You're splitting that up. If you both decide to have sex and you both decide whether you want the baby or not, there's no choice after that. I think when you would break that down to say, oh, the man doesn't have a choice in that. If he decides to have sex without, then just assume baby. And that's what it would be. So that's where you go. You can't say the woman has a choice in that because we're talking about consequences.
But your own logic, your own definition, she can't get rid of it then because she chose to do it. If she got raped, that's different. That's against her will. But if she willingly decided to have sex, she cannot abort a baby then because she decided to have sex without any protection, without a condom, without anything.
Okay.
No birth control, no condom.
Okay. So
she can't get rid of it either.
So we're not talking about abortion, first of all.
I know, but
none of this has to do with the question. The question or the statement.
We're talking about the consequence.
No. The statement we're even supposed to be talking about is that women are coddled.
Oh, yeah. I get that. I think we're past that. Nothing
that we've just discussed is that women are coddled. It's that.
Well, getting an abortion could be considered coddling. They don't have to be.
Can we look up the definition of coddling?
Which is to treat in an indulgent or overprotective way. That is the definition.
Yeah, getting an abortion.
Indulgent or overprotective way.
A society has created laws to protect women because look.
To some of these things,
I agree. Do we want a woman with five kids to now who hasn't gone to school and hasn't had a job and is left by a man? You know what I mean? Like, do we want that? And so laws were created to address this. However, because of this, now it's become coddling women, because now even women who make bad choices and continue to make bad choices, society will always, in general, side with the woman. Here's an example. A woman has a kid with one guy, bad choice. Okay, society steps in and says, look, we're going to help you. Now she goes to another guy and has a kid. And now she's has two different daddies. Okay, here we step in again. Third guy, society will continue to step in, bailing her out, coddling her at every step of the way because to protect her. And in my opinion, that's a bad thing that we're doing. And a lot of women are taking advantage of this. This is happening. I'm not making this shit up, guys.
I hear you. I think people take advantage of everything. There are takers and there are, givers in this world. So that is going to happen regardless. But I think what we're not touching on here, and you're focusing on women, those laws are actually made to protect the child, because a child born in a situation where the parents are, don't have anything or whatever, they should not have the brunt of that. So that is actually made for them. And so even though you're saying, hey, it's coddling women, it's actually protecting that child, because guess what? The man's not there. The man's not there doing it. So yeah, you're giving it to the woman who has these children.
Right. But it is the woman who's continually bringing these childs and putting them in that situation that society continues to bail out. So while I agree with you that initially on that first child, when society stepped in and said, okay, let's help her out, and now she continues to make that bad decision, you know what I'm saying? We can continue to say, well, we're protecting the child, but are we really, or are we enabling this woman to continue to make bad choices in life?
Hey, you know what?
I have family
members. Probably a little bit of both, but go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I know a few people that are very close to me that one's married, has a few kids, and been getting government assistance since the first kid. Okay. Husband works, fully educated. Went to one of the top schools, okay? Fully educated, got pregnant, decided, oh, I don't want to work. They found the loophole where to get the government assistance. She hasn't worked since before the baby was born. She's done a couple things here and there, you know, whatever, but never had a full-time job. Always getting government assistance. Always got asked, why don't you go into work? You're fully educated. It's not about that you don't have any of that. Well, if I go to work, I don't get government money. Who's going to pay? You know, I got to pay for benefits. My kids need benefits. Wait a minute. You go to work, you get benefits. Yeah, but I have to pay for that. We can't afford that. So they made the conscious decision to stay on government assistance. Fully could get a job anywhere. Decided not to, right? Then I got somebody else. Has three kids, okay? Three kids, but decided not to get married. Why? Because she gets full government assistance. If they got married, he makes money, blah, blah, blah. Now they get nothing, okay? So there's ways to beat the system to show that you are not a nuclear family, okay? You can have three kids with the same guy, not married, and still get government assistance, and he's not on the hook.
It also depends on what state you're in for that. But
they were in Arizona.
Yeah,
Arizona. Republican state. Republican state.
Well, I think it was Sammy that mentioned that there are takers out there, right? There are
more takers than givers.
Yeah, but that's a broken system within the government. That's not that women are. So you're now taking these cases. You're treating it like that's the norm. It's not the norm.
But you got to remember, just like everything we say, we take the people that actually need it now get screwed because everybody jumps in. So now everybody gets lumped into this coddling.
I understand, but the comments are that women in general are coddled. No, you're taking a select.
I don't think on this aspect
it's coddling. Of women. And saying, oh, well, we're going to lump this select few in. Now all of you.
Oh, I'm not lumping this into coddling.
Of women.
I feel like past coddling.
Huh?
I feel like we're not even on the topic of coddling. And we're just talking about.
Well, that's what I was trying to get.
You know what I mean?
Coddling,
like coddling would be like Brittany Grinder or whatever her name is being stuck in Russia and then bitching about today. I wasn't read my rights. Bitch,
you're not in the United States of America, remember?
But that is a great example.
Check those
of
stars you had tattooed right. on your
but,
chest.
But let me explain. So let's talk about that. To me, that's coddling.
Okay, hold on.
That's coddling.
Okay.
She hates this country. She goes somewhere else. Breaks
the
law.
She made a bad choice. If it was a mistake.
Thank you.
But the United States would not normally be trading fucking Russian terrorists for Americans. In fact, you remember that guy who got a whipping? Remember that guy who got that whipping?
In Singapore.
Singapore.
For spray painting.
Do you think he was bailed out? And all they're saying is that she's going to have to serve some time in jail because she broke their laws. But here we are willing to trade terrorists. All that it's going to do is it's going to invite more of this shit to happen.
It's weakness.
Now, exactly.
Weakness.
She's also a celebrity.
I did want...
She ain't a celebrity. She plays in the WNBA. That's not a celebrity.
But people... Whatever. It's enough that people know her. It's not just like some Yahoo Lulu on the. It's the same guy.
So in my opinion, she should have known.
But it doesn't matter.
What about the swimmer?
If the law is the
guy
law.
Swimmer. The law. The
Michael
swimmer
Phelps?
In the Olympics. No. The guy is a different guy. You know what I'm talking about?
What the hell? She just won. She just
No.
It was a guy. It was Olympics. The guy over in there, and he like lied about the situation. He lied about getting like. You know, people taking his money and like, do you guys remember that whole story?
Yeah, didn't he like steal something from a convenience store? So I know.
And then said it was like.
I'm familiar with.
If you, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl.
My point is.
If you break the law. in another country, doesn't matter. But we're talking about coddling, women of coddling, you know, women being coddled. That's why I bring her up, because her answer today was, I was not read my rights. Miranda rights don't exist outside of America.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, you're using a topic and saying, hey, this is a woman who did it. And it's like, this has also happened to another Olympic or sports person who you might think is, you know, a celebrity, but they are. And it's the same. It's a male. And he still got coddled, if you want, if you say. So
what did they do? They traded a prisoner?
Did they trade a terrorist for him?
No, they I don't remember.
They bailed him out.
It wasn't even a big deal.
It was a big deal. It was a very big deal.
That is such a big deal that none of us even remember about it. We all know about this girl.
I'll take your word for it.
Because it just happens. That's why.
But yeah. Look, I'll take your word for it. But again, I think in general, you know, I think it was good intentioned, but it is leading to bad results. Again, I think we're just feeling the ramifications of the choices that we're making to balance it out. Because, you know, to Samantha's point, you know, more women are graduating college, and society is paying more attention to women because we got to elevate women. And boys are getting left behind. And if you look at the statistics in the depression among boys, the suicide rate among boys, all that stuff is increasing. And so
that's because they're not allowed to be little boys.
I agree.
That's a whole nother. Right. That's coddling.
It's a society that we are over feminizing men for the sake of women, because again, boys play rough and, you know, they can't do that with, you know, we just have to make a, you know, like remove the monkey bars. And I'm getting granular here, but, you know, we're doing certain things in order to accommodate women, because again, we have lived in a patriarchy for so long that, you know what I mean? Like now we have to make up for all that lost time. But again, the impacts of this, I think are going to be bad, and they're going to be bad for women as well. I did want to say this, kind of made me come up with this conversation. There was a thing that I saw, I think on TikTok or Instagram, one of those. And it was an episode of Dr. Phil. I don't know if you guys have seen this. And there was this girl on there who the mom, one of you guys send me this? The mom, tells the girl, she's like, because she's having trouble with her teen girl and they go on Dr. Phil. And the mom's like, look, I think I'm just going to have her go get a job.
I think you sent.
Yeah. Did I send it to you guys?
No. Yuli put it on our Instagram.
Yeah. So then she starts crying, right? Because of the whole freaking, you know, and the mom is like, look, I'm going to make you work. And she's like, oh no, look, I'm used to a certain lifestyle. I can't get to work. I still need this amount of money. And Dr. Phil's looking at her like, no, you're going to get a job. You're going to do this. It's like this girl starts bawling her eyes out.
And I think
that's what I'm getting at is, you know, and I think that's what led into the conversation. And I went out and as I was researching this, I was looking for things where women have, you know, we have as a society kind of bailed out women for the sake of, you know, making it fair. And I think it's causing this. And I don't think she is, I think she's more the norm than she is an outlier. I think in modern times, you know, we always say this, you know, good times create weak men. I think in general, good times create a weak society. And that's all we should be trying to address here. This is not an attack on women. It's not an attack on single mothers. Yeah.
So you made the comment 80%. What was it? Women are 80% or 80% of the consumer debt is women. Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, based on that, all right, 80% of, if that's your statistic. So I went and I looked up and, bankruptcies. I'm like, okay, well, how does the bankruptcy statistic line up with your consumer debt for women? And the majority of bankruptcies are male. And even a step further than that, 64% of the bankruptcies are married people.
Because of that debt that she racked up on his ass.
So anyways, we might have the consumer debt, but we're paying for it. We're paying it. We're not.
Bankruptcy is a consequence. It's not like
you keep saying we're being bailed out. We're you're saying we're being bailed out, but the statistics are showing, no, the majority of who we're bailing out.
Right. But if you rack up a shitload of debt on the marriage, right? If you're married and you rack up and you went on a spending spree and you
well, then you need to grow some balls as a man and make sure your woman's not fucking doing
that. Well, but that's
the point. Thank
you.
Be a man, please.
We're trying to say. But that's the point we're trying to say.
No, you're trying to say that women are the problem.
Society has coddled women to where even a man can't say shit to a woman, because if a guy says, stop spending my fucking money. If a guy's, then you guys call it,
not society.
Then you guys call it fucking toxic masculinity.
Right.
And I'm tired of that fucking shit, because your fucking toxic femininity of, oh, I'm an independent woman, I do whatever the fuck I want. You can kiss my ass, because you know what? Without a fucking dick, you wouldn't have shit.
That's where it goes wrong.
That's me summing it up, because I'm tired of hearing about this mumble babble bullshit is why we're here, because nobody's got the balls to say you're fucking crazy to women.
We're here. No,
you're fucking crazy.
No,
you're out of your fucking mind. You spend everybody's fucking money and expect everybody to fucking coddle you and give a shit when you have a bad fucking day. We all have bad fucking days.
Yeah, except that
this is why women make shitty leaders. Plain and simple.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Because women got us to this point? Because women voted to get us to this point.
Yeah, yeah. Look what they voted in. They voted. The suburban women voted for fucking Grandpa Pudding Pop over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they couldn't take some fucking mean tweets. They didn't like toxic masculinity with no wars, no nothing. And here we are.
Conveniently, it wasn't a stolen election now. And now it was that they voted for it. Fucking make up your mind.
Women voted for it.
Well, look, when you look at the break.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Women.
When you look down, that day.
When it works with your narrative, when you're tired of hearing blah, 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 but you can go on rants like that
I'm going by the statistics that CNN puts out there.
What are we, 12 weeks into beating up on women?
Because everybody loves numbers in science, so 12
weeks of beating on women. Fucking A. I'm glad you guys are so perfect. Why the hell are we in this position in this world? When the men outrun the women, and I mean, come on.
Because guys stop being men. Men stop being fucking men. That's a woman's fault. It is the woman's fault. Yes, because society said, you got to listen to your woman. You got to kiss their ass. You got to do this. You got to do this. Blah, 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 blah. And most men are fucking miserable with their fucking significant others. That's why they cheat.
Oh my God. How bad can we spiral this out of control? Holy shit.
That's what I'm good for. That's what I'm good for. People fucking hate me on the show for a reason. And that's why I say shit that pisses fucking people off, that's so obnoxious. They go, but when you fucking look about it and you fucking think about it, there's a lot of truth behind it. It's just that I say it in a very gaga diarrhea way. Because that's the way I fucking talk, and I don't give a shit.
I'm going to say this, and I think inadvertently, in some convoluted way, I think both of you are saying the same thing. You guys are, which is men have relinquished a lot of that decision making to women, because for whatever reason, maybe the overfeminization of women, because women now are in the workforce, because women now have more of the purchasing power. They make a lot of the decisions. And because now they're in the workforce, a lot of these ads are tailored to women, and more women are now teaching our kids. And because of that, we're creating an over-feminized society where men are no longer taking on that role. Okay. I to put it in a nutshell, I believe this is what's happening. And because we've now overemphasized the attention on women, men are now trying to, how do we navigate through this world without appearing, to Tim's point, without appearing as a sexist or a male chauvinist or men attacking women, you know, to what Heidi
I'll
was saying.
I'll tell you how you do it.
And as opposed to men stating facts, okay? Because stating facts apparently now is attacking women and whatever. But all I'm saying is that, you know, we have become over feminized, and men and women are suffering because of those decisions that we've made. We do have to get to another topic. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
But perfect example of this whole thing about men. Why would and being pushed down? Okay, look at the SCOTUS nomination. Oh, it's going to be a woman. Done. Not even a man can't even be considered for the position. Right away, it's going to be a woman. And then they went further and even classified it based on fucking race. Right? Not the best qualified person. We're gonna narrow it down to a woman. Just because right. we want to say we have the first XYZ.
Where else would you make that decision in life? And I've heard somebody make this example.
But in a lot of jobs, they're like, we got to fill, we got to meet, the quota. So, a woman's going to be promoted over that man for that position because we got to check our boxes.
Right.
Men see it all the time. Men are getting pushed over for promotions because companies are so fucking woke. I got to have so many women in an executive leadership position because they complain that they don't get their job. The best person fills the job. Plain and simple. The best person plays on the team. The best woman plays on that team. The best man plays on the team. Not the shittiest player because, we feel bad for Johnny because he's a fucking 3 foot fucking two midget that can't fucking shoot a basketball. But we got to put him on the team because we got to feel, we don't want to hurt his feelings. No, that's life. You have better skills somewhere else than I do. You know what I mean? So why is everybody, if you're a man in the workforce and you're like, well, you're not a woman, so you're not going to get this promotion because we're only going to put women executives, we're going to fill that quota. Sorry, it happens. I don't know where you guys don't see this, but I see it all the time.
What also has happened is that women were not there in the first place. 100 years of men fucking pissing on you. No one's saying that.
I'm sorry, what did you just say, Sammy, while he was running his mouth? What did you just say?
Women weren't there, and look how far we got as a society, and we're about to lose.
We put a man on the fucking moon.
Literally, we're about to lose this civilization, and it's going to devolve into chaos. And look, I'm not placing directly on women.
But I want
you
guys to understand that you're just saying, but that's what you're saying. That's what you're trying to allude to. This whole conversation, it's about, hey, we've done these things for women, and now look at our society. Hey, we've done these. Hey,
I'm pushing back on
men are defeminized, and it's because women did this. But you are literally.
Oh no, woke weak men did this.
All
woke
of this
weak
has
men
because of women.
Woke men also.
Me,
I think I've said that multiple times.
But then
you guys get in your head, because you guys all start believing it. And then you're like, well,
no
blah,
one's
blah, blah.
Doing that.
You might not be
no
doing
that. No one's doing that.
Okay. This is why. Okay. Nobody's doing that. Okay. I guess whatever we see is just we're fucking crazy. We don't see none of this shit. Because we actually have that opportunity and the time to go fucking see all this crazy shit going on. You're going, what the fuck? And the only way you beat this woke nonsense is you got to say, fuck you. And I'm done fucking coddling. I don't give a shit. If you want to call me an asshole, call me an asshole. But I'm going to still say you're fucking crazy with this woke nonsense.
Okay, so hold on.
You sound exactly like the progressive liberal.
No, she does not. No, she does not. Tim, you were the same person that a few weeks back when we had a conversation about women working and men working and women and men both working for a household, you were the same one that said, no, I can't make enough money to support the household, so she has to work too.
Well, she wants to get her nails done and have that lifestyle.
Hold on. You want to let me finish?
Fuck, I'm not a millionaire.
Hold on a minute. Let's go back to where this whole women being in the workforce started too.
One car.
And
one
you
house,
said you can't do that.
One,
and you said
you
can't
one
do
of
that.
Everything. Not,
and you,
not
you had a list.
10
you,
cars.
Go back
and
listen
everybody's
got to
fucking have a business and
go
this and that and
to,
this.
Listen to the episode. And you're like, no, I don't make enough money to support a household. She needs to work too.
Yeah. If you want three
because
kids.
Because you wanted
right,
to be
if,
able to travel
right,
and you
yeah,
wanted to be
you
able
want,
to have more than one
you
car.
You want three
and
kids.
You wanted to have.
I have one car.
No.
I have one car. I got one trip a year.
That was the argument you used.
Right. But if they want all
that episode. No,
I'm not going to sit there
in
and
that
say,
episode,
well,
you
I can't
said,
afford it. I can't afford it.
In that episode, you said you wanted to travel. You
yeah.
wanted one
so
more car
it,
than
if you
in
want
a household
that, you
got to
make a lot of fucking money.
You're double standards.
That
go
one
back
thing
and fucking
to,
listen
to
your
point. I think one thing that we need to take into account is as more, it's a basic law of supply and demand. More women are working, therefore more women are buying, therefore the price of everything is increasing. It's just basic economics, guys. And so that's what's driven the cost of a lot of this stuff.
Not that men want more of all of that stuff, just women.
Exactly.
Again, 80% of the debt out there,
that's
folks,
why it's
is women.
So wild right now that this is like what you the, think this is like.
Oh my God.
But you know what? You know, they've tailored. Okay, like, when we go back in time and we talk about razors, when they talk about razors and it was made for men's faces and they realized, hey, this is not really selling. We're going to cater this towards women to shave their legs.
Right.
Yes, because women do
up,
inherently.
Look,
we talk about the difference between men and women all the time.
Men don't put up with.
So
with
our consumers. With, but listen,
women.
Men have.
Jesus, we're talking in circles
listen,
here.
I was just saying that.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you're literally saying, hey, women are consumers. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm saying, yes, we are. We are consumers. And you know what? You as a man, and people who have been in those leadership positions for eons knew that and have catered to our wants and our needs. And now you're saying, hey, this is bad because women want all this stuff. When that has literally been the marketing. No, that has literally been the market because you wanted to make money. Someone wanted to make money and said, hey, I have these razors. Men aren't buying them enough. Women will buy them to shave their legs and all these things. So like now it's catered to this and now there's pink ones and now there's this. But that's because someone wanted money.
We don't disagree.
And men didn't want their women hairy.
It's not literally because you wanted to like coddle women. It wasn't because you wanted to coddle women. It's because someone wanted to make money. And did that spin off into other things? Absolutely. But when we go down to like the heart of things, you sit there and say, oh, women are, you know, yes, we shop more. We like more things. And you know what? Tim, you were saying, those examples that you were giving about how people were like, you know, oh, using the system, they're couples. So it wasn't just women. Yes, the women are the ones who are getting it. But the man's like, yeah, go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. So when we break down.
Oh, I think he's a piece of shit as well. I think they're pieces of shit that do that. I'm not sticking up for that fucking guy saying that, oh, he's a smart dude. He's a piece of shit. Own it up. Stop fucking mooching off the fucking system. Be a fucking man. That's what I'm saying. I have a problem with fucking beta males that fucking act like that. That say they're a fucking man. Just because you created a fucking baby and made a family and you can't support your fucking family, you ain't a fucking man if you need fucking government assistance like that. When you can willingly go get a job and fucking pay for shit and you walk and you act like that, no, you're a piece of shit too. And the woman's a bigger piece of shit because she's fucking allowing that. Because you're saying, yeah, you're a fucking man. No, he ain't a fucking man. He's got a dick and can make that baby, but he ain't taking care of that baby. The government's taking care of your fucking baby. I got a problem with men too about this. So don't, it's not just that me, it's not me tacking weight. I got a problem. I can go on a whole fucking rant about fucking men too. So.
But it hasn't been, is all I'm saying.
Look, to Samantha's point, to Heidi's point, and to everybody's point, you know, it wasn't just women who you know, decided, oh, we're going to. No, I think it's both. Both have played a role in where we are. and it's been to the detriment of both, right? Women aren't attracted to men who are, you know, let them get away with everything. Ask women, you know, women like a man who tells them no every now and then. Stop me when I'm lying, ladies. You know, a man who's a push,
about
a man
what?
Who's a pushover, a man who's a pushover.
Not what I can spend.
No woman's gonna respect that guy, right? It's the truth. And so men every now and then need to take the reins and need to take control of a situation. And women love that. But for some Sammy. Reason, you know, I mean, like,
yeah, I like that, but don't tell me no.
Exactly.
Tell other people when things aren't happening in the world. If someone needs to be checked, like you check them. Yeah.
Yes. I think I have the answer for Tim.
Jerking off.
So no, Tim, I think it is officially time for you to start dating transsexuals.
No,
because they're going to have your male perspective and your male shitty male little like
yeah, they're
I'm
missing
a man.
Something very important.
No. No, they'll still have a vagina. They get
you talk about dating. No.
And you get a vagina out of it. No. So you get the male thinking of like whatever, and you get the hole to stick it in.
No.
You'll be fine.
No.
You'll never know.
No.
You're secretly gay.
Oh yeah, I'm secretly gay.
Okay. <All right.
laughs> Who has a laptop
love
there? Anybody
the
have
cock.
A laptop?
Love the cock.
I
got the computer.
I have on my phone.
No. Samantha, I knew you have a laptop.
I have a laptop.
Okay.
I have.
I'm going to have you do this.
101.
Oh, okay. I got it right here. I pulled it up.
Whoever, okay.
101 cheesy but cute pickup lines that'll kick your flirting game into high gear. I ought to complain to Spotify for you not being named this week's hottest single.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Oh God. Okay.
If you were a vegetable, I'd be a cucumber.
Okay.
If you were a transformer, you'd be Optimus Prime.
Fine. We have to introduce a segment, folks. This is just a segment. Oh. All right.
Doesn't this introduce it right there?
No. The examples, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get it, move on to the next conversation. The examples you just heard. Are some of the pickup lines that men have used when trying to woo a woman. Now, here's a question, guys. Here's a question. And we may attack this from different angles. But it is the science behind or the art of the pickup line. Now, two females here, and so maybe you guys will give us your opinion. Now, the question is, do they work? And if they do, which pickup line worked for you? And does it reveal anything about the guy?
I have a third part to that. Okay. How drunk were you when you got that pickup line?
Well,
no, seriously.
Right, so we'll go with,
because
Heidi
when you're
first.
Fucking sober, what's, this shit don't work.
Yeah, but so what's the whole point of a pickup line to begin with, right?
Yeah,
like, why do
an
you... Why does somebody even feel like... It, right, an introduction to break the ice to whatever, right?
So, yes.
You know, I think that some people may be using it because they just don't know what else to say. Maybe some people are just have humor, right? They're funny guy. They're, excuse me, think of, they're think outgoing, they're humorous, whatever.
Where would a pickup, I guess the scenario of pickup line, it's gotta be quick, right? And usually it's gotta be witty, right? And it's gotta, you know, pique the interest. Now, the question is, and I'm just posing this question, has a pickup line ever worked for you ladies? And if so, do you remember what it was?
I don't know that I've ever had a pickup line specifically used. I don't know if I've ever had one used. I know what Jeremy did. That worked for me.
Jeremy didn't have a pickup line.
But it wasn't a pickup line.
Like,
yeah.
He handed me his wallet.
Tell me. God, I found the best pickup line ever
for you.
Wow.
How to pick up on Tim.
Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight? Boom! Boom!
And that is an IT nerd guy.
Yeah, she's got to be an IT nerd. She's got to work at the IT help desk.
That's fucking hilarious. I might try that one. I'm not going to lie. I've never used a fucking pickup line in my life.
Please don't.
But I might actually try that one.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Now, hold on. Does it matter who it's coming from, ladies? In other words, if it's, you know, yes, exactly, right? So it's not necessarily that there is a magic to it. Obviously, there's a lot of things that have to come into play before a pickup line works. However,
I think what Jeremy did to me was not the first time he ever did it. And the reason I say that is because of how smooth he was about it. And I don't know if you remember
he
this
was
all.
Drunk, probably.
But he handed me his wallet.
He handed me his wallet,
and it had his pilot's license on it. He opened the wallet, handed it to me with his pilot's license showing. Like,
well, no,
and the way
hold
his,
on.
Whatever.
Well, that's what he always did.
Okay,
oh, sorry.
Well,
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Right. Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
For whatever reason, we were, it's not like I just grabbed my wallet and showed it to
weird.
You.
What happened?
For whatever reason, we were talking about something.
I mean, yeah.
And it was like my address. You're like, where do you, somebody asked something about my, an address or something. I'm like, yeah, well, here's my driver's license.
So the person I was with was leaving me without a ride. She's like, oh, she had a call for a hookup on Bumble. Jesus. And she's like, oh, I got to go right now.
Okay.
Remember? And so pictures. She was going to leave. And I looked at her. I was like, whoa, you drove. Like, you can't just leave me here. You drove. And Jeremy says, I'll take you home. And the gal I was with says, well, how do I know I could trust you and that you're not going to murder her? And he said, yeah. And so he says, well, here. And he opened his wallet and he handed the wallet with the pilot's license showing.
Well, it was a driver's license.
That was on the other side.
Talking to him?
Fabrication.
Right. At that point, it's like it's just the part of it. But you're right.
Fabrication of the truth.
What was the pickup line? Do you remember the pickup line that anybody used on you?
No, I don't remember. I don't think there was.
You've never had anyone use a pickup line?
You're so tall. Can I climb on top of you?
Really?
Yeah.
I've had people like say things like when you walk by, like, ooh, use a tall drink of water. And you're like, I got to get away from you. Like something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pickup line. That's a pickup line.
So
okay.
That's
okay. No, well,
that's
I guess
like cat calling.
It's not a good
that's
one. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it's still a pickup
call.
When you're,
I feel
when
like
you're
that's a cat
walking
call
by. Yeah, it's more of like a cat because they're not like, excuse me, miss, you dropped out of heaven. I mean, I'm sure someone said that at some point. I feel like I've heard that one many times.
maybe somebody is using a pickup line. But to your point, anytime I've ever heard it, it's because we were already talking. I was already talking to somebody, and then maybe they said something or they tried to do something, but I'd already been in a conversation. Otherwise, to Sammy's point, it was catcalling. It wasn't. I don't.
Okay. Catcalling. So here's a question for the guys. You don't remember any? Okay.
All right. Let me just a quick question for the guys. Have you ever used a pickup line, either on a dating app or on a whatever? And if so, which one is the one that worked for you?
Being a dick.
Oh, okay, no, whatever. Come on. No. Let's be specific.
Time out. When I say that, I don't have a pickup line. I'm not smooth. Honestly, my pickup line is being a dick. And you've seen it firsthand with even your friend over here when we were all playing and we went to New York together and all that shit. And I fucked her in your pool. You know what I mean?
But oh, my God.
You didn't act like a dick.
No.
You were not acting like a dick.
I got her so shit-faced. Don't
yeah, because she targeted you. She had targeted
bullshit.
You. On the
I was talking to her.
Okay. Anyways,
but every
Jeremy,
girl that I've yes. ever... Pick but that's lines? Been my that's been my pickup line.
All right, let's... One at a time.
Actually, wait a minute. I
he
actually...
by license.
Wait, time out. I did use a pickup line once, and it was indirectly.
I love Saul.
And it was by mistake.
He showed Jeremy this was a mistake. License. It's like, this is...
No, wait, hold on. But this was by mistake. So there was this girl in college that I thought she was fucking dope, but I'm like, you know. And I found out she smoked. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. So I wound up like cutting out of class a couple minutes early because she always smoked right before class. So I went out there. I had a lighter on me. So I just went up there. I was like, hey, you got a light? And she's like, oh, yeah. And we just started bullshitting after that. And
so your pickup line is, do you have a light?
Well, when I
have
a lighter. I mean, that's what I used on her. Yeah. Do you have a light? And okay.
My pickup line is to ask someone a question.
Yeah, but you know what? But it got us talking. I fucked her that night.
I
fucked her that night.
I guess.
So, I mean, I picked her up and fucked her. I mean, I had boom booms with her.
Jeremy,
family friendly show.
What's your pickup line?
I to tell you the truth, I don't know if I've ever used a pickup line.
Really?
I don't. Okay. Yeah, I don't walk up to women and do that sort of thing. Every woman that I've ever dated or had a relationship, whatever you want to call it, with
approach.
It's
you.
Always been like in a social, not necessarily approach me, but it was in a social environment where everyone was already interacting. Right? It was not just me. You know, hey, nice shoes. Want to fuck?
Oh, wow. that Heidi got excited real quick. Anyway,
family friendly show.
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to address what is happening in the show right now.
I need to leave because thank you for listening to this episode of the Salty Show.
The pheromones just kicked up a notch in this.
There you go. So apparently that one works. Done. Sammy, hold on. Hold on. No. This may be my new go-to line. So Sammy, if I came up to you. Looked down and said, nice shoes. Want to fuck? Would you go for it?
Wow.
She's smiling. Oh, my God.
No, I would not.
I may have found the best pickup line ever.
It's very aggressive. It's very aggressive. And you're kind of like, huh. You think about it. You're like, that was pretty coming on strong. Buy me a drink? Okay, let's talk.
But that's confidence.
There you go.
Right there.
There you go.
Are you going to buy me a pair of nice shoes? Then.
And maybe that is the art of the pickup line, is it has to come across as confident, right?
Yeah, if you say that 30 times in the bar, you will get one out of 30.
I will say, yeah, you're right. But that's less than 30. But then that becomes a numbers thing. Look, to Heidi's point and Jeremy's point right now, you know, obviously it's got to be have some humor in it. It's got to be witty. It's got to be creative, and it's got to show a little bit of intelligence, right? Because I think with pickup lines,
confidence.
If it makes you think, you're in confidence. Exactly. Yeah. The delivery is also key, and I think you know, like I said in the intro, women want to be wooed, right? And they want to feel special. And I think when you use something like that, right? I think it does. You know, to a certain extent, it does. Use
Jeremy actually makes a lot of women blush. Like on a regular basis, he makes women blush.
I've seen it.
And
he's a quiet guy. Realize, and then all of a sudden he'll come out
he
with
may
something
not
strong.
Realize,
he says shit and you're like,
get some whiskey and he ain't that quiet.
No. He may, I don't think he even realizes that it could be construed as a pickup line, even though, because he's not
doing it
to pick up on them.
Oh, he knows.
But he's definitely doing it for the reaction. He's definitely doing it for the reaction. He's definitely doing it. For the other person. And I say that because I can think of countless times.
Silent type.
Countless times, Home Depot cashiers. Oh my gosh. The women, they're always women. all different ages, gender, all different ages.
Where are you doing this?
All different genders.
I'm here.
In front of you?
Oh,
hey, what kind of genders are you picking up? Wait,
it's,
up.
It's I love it.
You said all kinds of genders.
No. I mean,
leave him, Heidi.
I think it is. It's so cute. It's so fun.
He's for the street.
And they do, and they always look at me. They always look at me like, is this okay? Like, is this happening right now? And is this okay?
And you're like, yeah,
they always, and I just smile. I just smile and kind of giggle, like, you know, and then they realize, but they, every one of them blushes. Every one of them blushes.
Like, what do you say to them? Like, hey, good morning.
Ask the one that's sitting next to me.
It's all different. It's always something different.
I've seen them, like throw some lines out to, you know, McGee over there and
me?
No.
Yeah, I was
friend.
Like,
your friend. And ooh, and yeah, I see it get taken back and I'm just like, he's slick.
He does. He's very
I've seen you make him blush.
So let me ask you, because some women really hate it, right? Like if you I know of some women who's like, yeah, I'm not a pickup line. Now for the guys, does it say something about a woman who doesn't like pickup lines, who is like literally being made opposed? The guy uses a pickup line and it's funny and it's witty and it's humorous and he's delivers it well, blah blah, and she's like, I'm not about it, I'm not about that life. Does this say something about a woman who doesn't like pickup line?
You gotta play along.
You
can play along with it and you can laugh and just say, hey, thank you, have a good night, you know what I mean? But like, when you get those girls that get that resting bitch face, like I've actually seen this happen. Like my buddy, he likes going out and he likes fucking talking major shit, but he always goes up to ugly girls to see their reaction, right? And they throw major shade at him, and he just turns around and he looks at me and goes, these ugly bitches think that they can't, like, no guy's talking to them. You know what I mean? No, he doesn't say it to them, but
they
he's just like,
no, they probably know it's a disingenuous.
Condescending. Like, people can know when
he actually talks nice to them. He talks nice to them and everything, and like they just like they act like they like Prince Charming is about to talk to them. Like,
what is major shade?
Major shade, just like when they make the like you know, like half
shut them down.
Like half of Samantha's facial reactions. That's like major shade.
Yeah, okay. trying to bring
I don't
you
know,
down.
But
stop.
I don't know, but do you have a
like
map
that, like that?
Because I just got lost in your eyes.
Right, cool. Okay.
I will say this though, like I don't think I've ever used a pickup line, but since I am in the dating world, I don't reinvent the wheel. And I think I've told this to Tim. I use the same technique. You know what I mean? Like, because it's giving me the best results. And to the point that I want, when I first started the show, I think, you know, women want to feel special. They want to feel like they're unique and all that. And I completely understand that. But, you know, from a guy's perspective, when you're matching, you know, with a certain number, and then you have to engage all of them.
One.
Imagine trying to be unique for each and every single one of them. It's such an...
It's...
You know what I mean? Like, you just can't.
That's a full-time comedian.
Each one of them has like a 100-page, you know, summary of who they are. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, imagine doing that for every single one. It's just... No, I know I'm not doing it, and I know a high status man, a way high status man, is not going to do it, and so, you know, to me that's I found that I've used the same pattern, and why reinvent the wheel?
I just found the one that Jeremy needs to start using.
Uh oh, okay.
I'd like to take you to the movies, but they don't let me bring my own snacks.
Oh my god! That's shit.
I remember years ago.
He's a movie guy.
Yeah, back when Connor was, he was probably 15, 16, 17 years old. We'd always go to dinner or whatever, and the waitress or whatever probably 5 or 6 times the waitress would come over, and when he was giving her his order, they would say something about his eyes, like, "Oh, you have beautiful eyes." And one day they did it, and she left, and I told Connor, I go, "The next time a girl does that to you, your response is, you should hear my phone number."
He's done it. So.
My pants are up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Boom.
Yeah. No, he's done that. He did that too.
Oh my god. If you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right.
That's funny. No, look, that just it reminded me, Jeremy, right now you're talking. And similar to Tim, me and Jeremy rarely crossed on the type of women that we like. You know what I mean?
Like, very rarely. But there
was, you know, and I was just, I don't know why, just randomly right now I remembered it. And maybe the psychoanalysis here might reveal why this just popped in my head. But Jeremy, do you remember there was one night that we both were hitting on the same girl? Do you remember that night? This was when we first started drinking.
Where were we?
I think it was Cherry Bombers.
Cherry Bombers.
Yeah, there's only like three of them.
Cherry Bombers.
And the reason you stayed, one of the nights, you stayed late that night, and I think it was because of that girl. But we were both hitting on her, and we were both hitting on her hard. Do you remember that girl?
You guys should have just done.
Was it?
No. I'll be going to reveal something that I've never told Jeremy, but yeah, go ahead, Jeremy. Do you remember?
He's like, I fucked it that night.
I remember there was one girl that
she was with her mom, I think, or someone.
Oh,
one
my
of somebody.
God, that's even worse.
No, this is the truth. Okay,
Jeremy, I think I do. I think I remember her.
I'm going to reveal okay, something to you that I never memorable. Told you, okay? This is the truth, but I sabotaged you. And this is how I did it. No. But I did talk back to you because I was looking out for number one. We were both, this has never happened. Like, me and him never looked for the same woman. But, you know, I felt the competition coming on. And
so
I'm
you're
like,
you're a bad wingman.
I am. Because we were competing.
Wait a minute,
competing
you're not
for the
for
same
fucking
girl.
Fucking doing hey, shit like that
when
to
you're
you.
Competing for the
and
same
you just
girl,
did dibs, so we
I'm
even.
Looking out for number one, Tim. When we're looking out for the same girl, I'm looking out for number one. This is the truth. But this happened only once, Jeremy. And this is the goddamn truth. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reveal to you what happened. Okay. Because we both danced with her. We both danced with her. And I was the second one to dance with her, okay? And when I was dancing with her, and she's like, you know, I'm whatever. And she's like, is that your friend? Yeah, he's my buddy. You know what I mean? Like, he's a little slow, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm here, you know. She's like, well, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? I'm like, I don't know, but you know, I'm just here for him. And she was like, oh, okay. And like from that point on, she just stopped talking to him. There might be a little shame in that, but I got laid. So yeah, I mean, cheers. I was looking up for number one, man. That's the truth.
So me and him, we go to we just started really like hanging out, right? And we go to Blue Martini, right?
Oh my God! No, this story.
And we're sitting at the bar.
This story.
Oh God! And we're sitting at the bar, just drinking. And there's a girl at the end of the bar on the other side, right? And the bar is pretty. It's a big bar, right? And Nelson's like, "Man, that girl's got." I said, "Buy her drink." So he tells the bartender, "Hey, next drink, you know, send you know." The girl kind of looks. He looks
Wait,
at him.
Samantha, have you heard this story?
No, I haven't.
The day that Tim was the worst wingman ever.
This is the best story ever.
Go ahead.
This is the best story ever. So he sends her the drink, right? And she like barely acknowledges him, right? And he's like, damn that
no.
bitch. I was like, nah, bro.
No.
Nah, nah.
No, because the bartender the bartender tells her that drink is from that guy over there, right?
For me,
as soon as she got it, like I would have known if she's interested because you know what I mean? Like, hey, I bought you the drink, you know, cheers, whatever. She rejected that first drink, Tim. You forgot that part.
Oh, that's right. She rejected the first drink.
And so I was like, Tim, this is a sign. She's not interested. Right? She's not interested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little time went on. Right? And
but
Tim's
she
like,
kept
dude, that girl
staring
kept
at
staring
him.
At you. She's
no, she
staring
kept,
at you,
she really
She's staring at you.
That part is true. I wasn't making that up. She kept looking
I think she was staring because she was talking
him.
To her friend about like that loser over there. But go ahead, then. Keep you continue.
But she kept,
story,
look, she kept looking at him. So I'm like, bro, I forgot that she rejected it. I thought it was the second one. But I'm like, dude, she keeps saying, he's like, for real? I said, bro, she keeps looking over here. She really was. Cause I was looking, I was like, okay, she keeps looking over here for a reason. So I was like, send her another one. So he sends her another one. She took the second one and she kind of was just like, she cheered. And he's like, oh, all right. So he's like, oh, shit, I'm in. So the girls go out dancing, right? So they go out to the dance floor. Right? And I was like, hey, man, you got it. I was like, all right. So he backs up. You know, he's doing his move.
Samantha,
like,
you know my technique,
like,
right? I mean, like, I back it up. You know what I mean?
I
like,
know
I'm
it.
Like, you know.
Like, acting like she's not
We've
there.
We've all seen it.
And then, like, he gets up, like, close enough to where she's, like, he can feel her turn around. So he turns around. And her friend literally put her finger up like this to her. Like, no.
No. No, it was a girl. It was not the friend. It was a girl. It was the same. It was a girl, not her friend who did that.
No, no, no. Her friend. No, her friend went like this to the girl. Oh, and okay, that's why I like. I lost it because I'm looking at her friend and her friend goes like this to the girl. I was like, oh, shit.
And then the girl literally puts her hand like right in my face, like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like,
it's because you have long nails.
And right, I left. I ran like a bitch back to my fucking.
No, hold on. Long nails, let me finish the story here because this needs to be mentioned. So I'm like, it's cool because I'm not by myself out here in the dance floor. My buddy is right here. So I'm just going to be like, turn around and, you know, he's here. This motherfucker beelines it. Literally, when I say beelines it, I see him doing all this to get out of the scenario. And now
you see
I'm
that
left
cartoon
there
cloud of smoke and Tim shape
by my goddamn self after I have rejected it. Everybody's just looking at me like, this fucking loser. Worst wingman ever, bro. Worst wingman ever. And I'm like, bro, why did you leave me there? And I'm like, he's like, bro, that was too embarrassing. And I'm like, you're not the one who got rejected. It was me.
I felt like I got rejected. I felt like it was me.
I would have appreciated Tim laughing at me, but staying there. You know what I mean? If he would have been like, bro, you know what I mean? On the dance floor, bro, you got rejected. It is what it is. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, we're here. I'm your buddy. No, this motherfucker leaves me by my goddamn self, which was worse, in my opinion. Uh-oh. He panicked. He said he panicked. He did.
You should have just grabbed his arm and just kept him with you. That always works.
No. Okay. Yeah.
No. That
it works for girls.
A death grip. A death grip. Is that what you're talking about? Oh, I'm very familiar with the death grip.
Yeah.
The meth is death grip. Oh my god.
The death grip.
That
death grip is something else.
You know what? I'll take the death grip over the fucking foot over my shoulder any day.
Oh my god.
Oh my God, really still crying about that?
Bro, you don't understand.
I mean, he got violated on the dance floor. He got violated on the dance floor.
And there was people looking at me like, oh, wow, why did you...
I think everybody was kind of envious of you, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you had a beautiful woman putting her foot on your shoulder.
I wouldn't use the word beautiful, but you had a woman.
You had a beautiful woman putting her foot on your shoulder. I promise you, whoever was standing around was like, how do I become that guy? How do I get... How do I get into that guy?
And then everybody was like tapping her on the shoulder, like, hey, what are you up to later?
Yeah, exactly. Every guy was like, hey, no, that never happened. That
like, so how you doing, eh?
No, look, I pickup
line. That was her pickup line. That was the pickup line. The leg on the shoulder. That was the pickup line. That's her pickup line.
Does a woman who is more open to a pickup line, does that mean she's a little bit less uptight?
Probably. I mean,
she's less uptight, but very loose.
I think no,
not necessarily.
No. I think that if you catch a woman with that pickup line, then I think that that's a sign that she's gonna be a little more fun, a little more carefree, and she's gonna appreciate your humor.
Interested. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
But she's like, at least acknowledges it. It's funny. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
and it is what it is.
Yes.
But there's some women who completely like put a stop to it and they're like done. And it's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
relax.
No,
you know what
different.
I mean? Like,
all you have to, that's you know a mean? Stuck like, up. Yeah. She needs to get the corn cob out of her ass.
Right. You're right.
And the other thing, too, we talked about this, last week or the week before, about how, you know, when you're dating a woman, all of a sudden the women are noticing you, right? Well, isn't it kind of the same thing? Like, if you're sitting at the bar, whether she's really attracted to you or not, but if you picked her, you know, that pickup line worked. Now you're chit chatting with her. And now the other women standing around the bar are looking and going, well, what does he have? Why are the women over there? And they see that, oh, you know, there's two or three of them sitting there chit chatting with you and talking with you and laughing and enjoying your company. And whether it's pickup lines or not, other women in the bar now are kind of,
yeah,
you know, they're paying attention. They're curious.
I think that's like a provable fact.
Yes. And at because that point, you're winning.
If you think about it,
you're proved by the herd.
What's his, the.
Yes.
Who's the fugly looking guy? Pete Davison? He's the guy, the Saturday Night Live guy, right?
How the fuck is he fucking Kim
Wasn't it Christine Aguilera? Oh, well, yeah. It starts because what happened is originally he went out with Aguilera,
he must
right?
Have the biggest dick in the world because he's an ugly motherfucker.
No, it's because other women have seen.
Right. He was dating Aguilera. And they broke up, and he was all pity pouty. And the next thing you know, he's dating Kate
Beckinsale,
Jesus.
Kim Kardashian.
That's how Jeremy knows.
No, he was. He was slaying some major.
That's his hero.
Grande, yeah,
dude. He's
no Beckinsale is his kitchen.
Apparently, he is loaded, but still, the guy's ugly as sin. And he's on Saturday Night Live, and he's not funny.
Well, look, you have like, a great dick. Is he ugly?
A big dick goes a lot.
I don't know.
Pull up a picture of.
He's not attractive. He's not attractive, but I will say that, like, I've seen some clips of, like, him and Kim Kardashian, and it's, like, really cute. I'm like, aw. I kind of, like, want to see more.
I think because he's funny. It's actually,
he's funny.
He makes him laugh. I mean, yeah, that's he's funny. Funny sells, guys.
Not funny. If you've seen any of his skits on Saturday Night Live, he's not funny.
Your skits versus who you are and how you like make, yeah, I think it's different.
Yeah, I guess.
Some of these pictures aren't as bad as others.
Yes.
Pete Davidson's ugly motherfucker.
Most of these pictures are pretty bad, but there's a couple of them. They're not
that
bad. Dude,
he looks like he's a fucking tweaker, bro.
Yeah, like
yeah. He does the that's what I'm saying. Some of these are much worse than others, which makes me think he's on
the sixth one in the sixth one in. He looks.
But we don't know this person. Like, he might have a good personality. Like, obviously, he must.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, but out of these, I'm looking at. And I would. Yes.
Okay.
But I will say, people who do have good personalities, the more you're around them, they become more attractive.
Yeah.
So it's not always just like, oh, I just want to, you know, jump their bones. But then it's like, oh, they're
the
funny.
The pictures
they're cool.
I'm looking
and
at,
like,
in majority
okay, like
of them,
the
he looks, to your point, like, on drugs or drunk. The majority.
Got a big old schwanz.
There's only a couple of them where he looks like he's clean.
Well, okay. Hold on. So, let's ask the
he
women
puts
here.
It on the table, probably.
A big dick or funny? If you had to pick one. And I'm as opposed to, I mean, I'm not saying he has got a small one in average, right?
Okay, and, let's be real.
Funny, I'm going to go with
small,
funny.
Small, it's not happening.
Yeah, there you go. Dick is not everything.
If you can't put it in there.
Well, but the first thing that draws you to them is not going to be that they have a big dick because you don't know that initially.
Exactly.
Or if they just pull it out on the table.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that initially.
If,
so if that's why I'm like, funny.
Around him, confirm it.
I'm not talking about other women about the size of men's dicks. That's
but
not
Christina Aguilera said he's got a big dick and then everyone's just like, ooh.
That wasn't the question.
I think okay. It was Aguilera. Yeah, whatever.
All right. A big dick sounds painful to me.
Yeah, anyways, enough about this asshole.
Can I just get an average dick? Can I have a good, hearty, hefty dick that's going to do what it needs to do and not hurt me and tear me from asshole?
I like how Tim's mouth opens up in realization that Jeremy does not have a huge ass, you know what I mean, monster.
I do not have a huge
yeah. All this time we've been bamboozled. We were bamboozled.
Like
the way he carries himself is not because of his size of his dick. Okay, now good to know.
No, it is. It's the confidence that he knows that it's going to get the job done without tearing you from asshole.
Oh my God! All right, can we take that out of the podcast, please?
That's staying right in.
The name of the episode, tearing your ass off.
We will never be live. We will never be live.
YouTube would be like, done.
Canceled.
We said so many trigger words right now. Like,
we would have to go. We would have to go live on Rumble. We'd have to be on Rumble because they don't.
If Rumble would take us down too, bro. We're not.
We'd have to go to Gab. but for real. But the minute we go live, it is different. I mean, obviously, we do want to close this out real quick because I think
practicing.
We're done. And it's late.
Wait, hold on. I've heard it said that kissing is the language of love. Would you care to have a conversation with me about it sometime?
Oh, how about that? Why don't you sit on my lap and we'll talk about the first thing that pops up?
Yeah.
No.
I like this one. Can I have your picture so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas?
Oh, I like that one.
Those are funny. Tim, did you have any? You gonna close out with one?
Oh, I said, give me a second.
Here. Did somebody do a quick search? Do they have dad joke pickup lines?
Dude, all pickup lines are like.
Not all of them.
I hope you know CPR because you just took my breath away.
Yeah, cheesy.
Are you a are you a parking ticket because you've got fine written all over you?
Yeah, we're on the same.
Do you come in a body pillow? That would be mine.
Wait, just stop it there. Do you come?
In a body pillow?
Wow, Tim. Wow,
it's all really. About the commas and the pauses.
Yeah. You got to know when to throw that Shatner pause in there.
Do you come, exclamation point?
Do you come?
Oh, God. Well, this
in a body pillow.
Let's close this episode out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Lively debate, and we ended it in a high note. Funny. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Bye.
See ya.
I think there's something wrong with my phone. Could you try calling it to see if it works?
Smart.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.